I won't be long, Christopher. I'm only taking George to the Bouncy Castle and a couple of other stores.
Cool.
To give Emma a little break.
Emma?
Oh, in a minute, sweetheart. Now, do you understand about the swaps board?
Mum!
It's mainly for information, really.
Got that.
So people can see what skills and services are available for swapping in the village. Like Linda's lifts and Donna Morley's childminding.
With their value in teas. You told me 3 times already.
And anyone else wants to put a service up, they can do. But don't let Barry near that marker pen again.
I won't.
I thought he was being so clever.
Nana!
Oh, I'm just coming, love. And you know what you're doing with the bring and take table, yeah?
Yeah.
Well?
If someone wants any cakes or jams or whatever, they don't pay for it.
No, they swap it for local produce of equivalent value. Or make sure they take a leaflet. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Well, we've done ever so well so far. I only had eggs and veg to start with now, look.
Very impressive.
Oh,
I expect all the raspberries will be gone by the time I get back. I fancied some of those for our tea.
George is going off now.
Oh, wait for me, Georgie. Now, look, use your initiative if you're not sure what something's worth.
Okay.
Oh, look, do you want me to write down a rough guide?
Mum, how hard can it be running a stall? Go and enjoy the Bouncy Castle.
My treat, Mildred. Proper candy floss.
Goodness. Well, you're not expecting me to eat it all by myself, Joe.
No, it's to share.
Good. Things taste better that way.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. And with what he's charging...
I haven't had this for... I can't think how many years.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon much to his rounded outfit, neither.
Maybe he could have made a little more effort. Some of the stallholders look terrific.
Oh, there's a few decent costumes around. Some good cavaliers.
This is exactly how I remember it. Wickedly sticky.
Well,
that's good. Real taste of a summer fair. I'll tear a piece off.
Just a little bit, perhaps.
This and coconut ice. There was a man at Hollerton Fair every year. Sold the best coconut eyes ever. I always bought threepence worth.
Threepence? Oh, you must have been well off.
I made it last for hours while I went on the swirl, the dodging.
Oh, that's right. You had proper rides at Oregon, didn't you?
The very best.
Oh, that was a great big do. Not a little fate like this.
Well, that's the man from the hotel, isn't it?
Roy Tucker and his missus. And little Abby.
Oh, isn't she the picture of a proud mother?
Nice enough babby and all. Yeah, don't look so much like Winston Churchill as most of them. She got a pretty sister, too.
You know, it was Hollerton Fair first gave me itchy feet. Have some more floss.
Oh, good.
There was something about the painted lorries and caravans. It was so exotic. It said there was another world out there.
Well, it sure was enough for some of us.
Oh, it's a wonderful place, Joe. Even better than I remember.
There's more to it than outsiders, really.
Is that Emma by the pick of straw?
Yeah, it is. What was she mooching around like a lost soul for?
Perhaps she's looking for someone.
Well, I hope you've got your bathers with you.
Not going to need a mess.
Oh, you are so going to get dragged into that pond.
Don't think so.
You, Kenton, and all the Cavaliers.
How can we lose a tug of war with Fat Pool on our side? It's impossible.
Not today, mate.
We'll see.
What I could do is carbon up a bit before we start. How much is that cake? It's well nice.
It's not for sale.
What's the point of having it there, then?
You can swap for it. It's a bring and take stall.
Swap what?
Anything worth the same as a chocolate cake.
Like what?
Don't ask me.
How about this?
A pack of cards?
Yeah, I won them at the darts, see? It's not even opened.
Oh. What do you reckon they're worth?
Well, at least as much as that cake.
Okay, then.
Brilliant.
Excellent. I think my sister's coming to take over.
Emma?
Oh, no. She's gone off again. Must have changed their mind.
Filling that belly again, Ed.
Oh, you've got to have a go at this, Jazz.
Yeah, go on.
Sorry. I spend my pennies on stalls with good lookers.
No, it doesn't cost anything. You just swap for whatever you want.
Is that right?
Those are the rules.
The mango chutney's up for grabs. I've got a new thing for mango chutney.
So make me an offer.
I won this on the tombola.
The tombola?
Aileen Stevens in a low-cut T-shirt, leaning out of the tickets. It's a no-brainer, Ed.
You want to swap a plastic duck?
Well, it's no use to me. It's brand new.
Yeah, it's got to be worth a little pot of chutney.
Don't see why not.
Good man, Chris.
Them pikes look sharp, don't they?
Yeah. It's a good little display.
Yeah, well, not bad.
It was such late notice for the sealed knot, asking them to put up a battle camp.
It seems very authentic.
Oh, you remember Mildred, don't you?
Oh, yes. We've spoken lots of times in the shop.
And I'm starting to know George very well, aren't I?
It's a tug of war I'm worrying about.
Oh?
Well, I don't know what to cheer for. Eddie and Edward are on one side, William and Clary on the other.
No, fortunately, Neil and Christopher are both Cavaliers.
I don't reckon Kent Nash will make much of a team captain. Cavaliers. He didn't stay here long, did he?
No. The real costumes make his look amateurish.
I never seen such a ridiculous wig and beard.
Not so much King Charles, more Russell Brand on a bad air day.
Grab yours, eh?
Oh, cheers.
Why Sid never has enough help in the beer tent, I don't know.
Hey, Dutch courage won't do you any good.
Oh, Kenton!
This afternoon, we are going to make the Roundheads history.
What do you look like?
Like someone who's gone to the trouble of getting an appropriate outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, did Cromwell's men really wear baby shambles t-shirts, Ed?
Well, Mike's fixing us up with some jackets before we start.
You do know you've got a deep squirrel on your face.
Look, imaginative recycling, Jezza. My dwarf beard from the panto trimmed down.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's into the pond you go.
I'm telling you, boys, with Fat Paul as our anchorman, we are invincible.
No way, we've got Mike, Alan, Adam, or David. He's so fit, he's worth two Fat Pauls.
Oh, two Fat Pauls? That'd block at the sun.
Look, you are whistling in the dark, boys.
Kenton, the only way the Roundheads can lose is if we bust a gut laughing at you.
See my mum anywhere, Joe?
Well, she was showing young George a display camp not too long ago.
She's going to be taken over here again. It's only 5 minutes to the tug of war.
Oh, he knows that.
Joe's just been asked to referee.
Yeah, John Higgs was going to, but he's lost his voice. And since I got family on both sides...
The fake committee thought he'd make an unbiased replacement.
As long as you don't start without me.
Oh, no chance of that. Swap sports. Oh, yeah, they... Got me and Bartleby down.
This is an interesting store. What's the idea exactly?
You choose whatever you want and swap something else for it.
People actually want these things? A plastic duck, a broken clock?
Is it broken?
Well, I believe so.
Derek Fletcher took two punnets of raspberries for that.
Oh, sorry to cut it so fine.
It's all right, ma'am.
Christopher!
What?
What's happened? Where's everything gone?
That's outrageous.
I swapped it.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah.
Oh, that lovely produce gone for a table full of complete tats.
Susan Carter, I have an official complaint to make.
Oh, get in the queue, Joe. What were you thinking of, Christopher?
You told me to use my initiative.
Not to take leave of your senses. Who on earth wants a rusty toast rack?
Someone might.
Oh, this is more important than toast racks. Linda Snell is abusing the exchange of services. She's charging 10 T's for lifts in her car.
Nothing to do with me, Joe.
Hey?
If you've a complaint about the swap board, see Pat or Jenny.
Oh, I will.
I haven't got time to argue, Mum. The tug of war's about to start.
Hadn't we better get over there, Joe, if you're refereeing?
But I won't let her get away with it.
Christopher, come here. You were only meant to accept local produce.
Oh, sorry.
What am I meant to do with all this junk?
See if Kathy wants it back.
Kathy?
People kept bringing things over from the White Elephant stall till I ran out of food to swap.
Oh.
Mum, I've got to join my team. Are you staying here or coming to support me and Dad?
Oh, I might as well join you. There's nothing left here worth swapping.
You're going to get slaughtered, Kenton!
Ready, everybody?
Are you going to join me, Susan?
Pick up the rope!
Oh, yes, this is a better view.
Oh, doesn't Joe look the part? Taking charge.
And Neil really suits that cavalier hat.
Hate the strain!
George is waving at you.
Where?
On the other side of the pond, with your daughter.
Oh, why doesn't she bring him round here? Emma! Emma!
Oh, she's too focused on the team.
Oh!
Grab with your back, Cedric!
Come on, Christopher!
Go on, Clary and William!
Hey, Daddy!
Oh,
And you, Edward, and Eddie, all of you, try your best. Oh, I hope they draw. Then everyone's happy.
Oh, that isn't going to happen. Look.
Lucky bullet. Changed, you know. You were awesome!
Oh, Jezza! Jezza, before you disappear.
If you're looking for congratulations, forget it.
No, I wasn't.
You put me into the water after the whistle.
Hey, mate, once Fat Paul's moving, you know, it's difficult to stop.
What do you want to do is gloat?
No, I don't. I mean, I was just wondering, do you know how things are with Ed and Emma?
Huh?
Well, I was going to ask earlier, except Ed was around. Are they sort of working things out?
What gave you that daft idea?
Well, she's still crazy about him. She's bringing his name up at work.
Because you're imagining it.
No, I mean, her eyes were glued on him while we were lining up.
There's nothing going on between them, all right?
Are you sure?
Aye, really sure. And don't go spreading any rumours there is. You put ideas into your head.
What's wrong with that?
Everything. Oh, you're okay. Maybe she has got some daft notion of getting back with him. But while I'm looking for Ed, there's no way that will happen.
Well, that's the quickest he's ever done it.
Well, Alison's so used to running these tests.
No, it's not that, though, is it, Oliver? It's because there's fewer to go through each time.
Well, there's that as well.
How many more reactors is he going to find when he does the follow-up?
Well, there's no use worrying about it, Ed.
No? What else are you going to be thinking about before Thursday?
I'm going to try to forget all about it.
Yeah, sure.
Well, as best I can. Now, let's get the girls back out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, is the gate sticking?
Yeah, the post got clattered earlier, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, well, when they were bullying.
Go through. Go on. It's taking a right thump. Look at it.
Oh, yeah. It's completely out of true, isn't it?
Oh, well, don't worry. Go on. I'll fix it when I've taken these out.
Ed, you've been here since dawn. I'll do it.
You won't have time, will you?
Well, if not today, tomorrow. So just walk these back and then get off.
I don't mind.
Please, just go home. Have a couple of hours to yourself before afternoon milking and forget all about TV.
Oh, so this is how you bag Bridge Farm carrots.
Yeah, pretty primitive, isn't it, Linda? Still mostly by hand.
Yeah, it's very ingenious.
Well, we'd like to upgrade, but now's hardly the time to be investing in the pack house.
Ah, well, that's what I wanted to confirm, Pat. Robert and I will definitely be there on Wednesday night.
What, the planning meeting?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, David and Ruth are coming as well, and Kirsty, and quite a few others.
Oh, good.
And Clary's working late here, especially, bless her, so Tony and I can get away in good time.
Good. Well, we can't have Borchester Land thinking it can do whatever it pleases in Ambridge.
Oh, the closer the meeting gets, the more pessimistic we are about the decision.
You know, if the committee has an ounce of sense, the application will be dismissed out of hand.
BL wouldn't propose a conversion if they didn't think there was a good chance of success.
They're simply trying it on.
I doubt it. Who knows what strings Matt's pulled?
Well...
Or Steve Chalkman.
Well, yes, but the council doesn't live in a bubble, Pat. It doesn't want to be seen harming an environmentally friendly business like yours. Huh. No, I really think the tide is turning.
Really?
In matters great and small. For example, we've just had our first green wedding guests at Grey Gables.
Had a green wedding there?
Oh, no. The ceremony was at that Locksley.
Ah.
But several of the family stayed with us afterwards. They said it was marvellous.
Well, that's good. I know Elizabeth wasn't sure about the idea originally.
Beryl Marshall said it was delightful. The only cut flowers were locally grown roses. Otherwise, it was all hebes and ferns in pots. Birdseed for confetti.
Birdseed?
So that nothing went to waste. And Mr. Marshall couldn't speak highly enough of the Lower Loxley wines.
Now, they are an acquired taste.
Yes. From the way he leant on the reception desk, I think he'd acquired plenty already.
Oh, it's a really good initiative, if Borsetshire's ever going to lower its carbon footprint.
Ah, not such good news from the parish council meeting. About the streetlights?
No?
No. There was a lot of support for switching them off at midnight. I have to say, Lillian was very good on the plus side. But then Sabrina Thwaite spoke up. against it. She thinks it's completely unsafe, given the hour she tends to keep at night.
And was she the only one?
No, no, there were one or two others, mainly from Gleeblands. So, Dave and I aren't very hopeful about getting permission, though he's going to ask the district council what options are left.
Ah! Afternoon.
Joe!
Your husband told me you was over here, Pat Archer. And I ain't surprised by the company you're keeping.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Sneaking round before I has a chance to put my side.
Oh, Joe, not again!
I am referring to a shameless attempt to corrupt the swap club.
Yes, here, I'm coming.
Hi, Ed. You all right?
Yeah.
Can I come in?
Look, if there's no one here, Emma, if you want to know when Dad's looking after George...
No, it's you I'm after.
What?
Well, I should be at Jack's, but I had to see you, so can I just come in?
No. Look, I'm going out in a minute. I'm going back to work.
Please, Ed.
But it's not a good time.
I wanted to talk to you at the fete, but you were never on your
own. I've got to get my boots, my overalls.
Ed.
Look, there's no point. We've nothing to say to each other.
That's not true. You know it isn't.
No, I don't want to be late.
Ed, if you won't let me in, then just come outside.
No.
Just for a minute.
Look, I can't. I'm sorry.
Please don't shut it, please.
What?
I want us to get back together again.
Well... Yes, but surely you could have settled this between yourselves by now.
Oh, I tried to, at the fete.
You did no such thing.
Didn't I come up to you after the tug of war, Linda Snell?
Well, yes, but...
Yeah, you see?
While I was summoning help for Mr. Pullen, somehow he'd locked himself in the portable facility.
That's no excuse.
He was very distressed.
I thought we'd dealt with your disagreement last week.
Ah, but she's put her prices up since then.
I had no choice, Pat, since Joe won't reduce what he's charging for lifts with Bartleby.
10 keys is very fair.
It's only right for me to charge the same.
Why, exactly?
Why? Oh, so that my good nature isn't abused. People will treat me as a cheap way of running round otherwise.
It's salt and cheese. Trips in your gas-guzzling monstrosity.
Our car has very low emissions, which is more than can be said for Bartleby.
Don't accuse me of feeding him cereals again. He's carbon neutral.
Certainly not methane neutral. We practically had a 21-gun salute yesterday.
It doesn't help to personalise the argument, Linda.
I'm not. It's simply a question of principle.
Principle?
I will not be taken advantage of.
With this kind of project, there are no hard and fast rules. Simply a basic
idea
that...
You wouldn't know a principle if he jumped up and bit you on the bum.
Joe! Well, if that's your level of argument, you see what I'm contending with here, Pat.
Let's put aside any personal feelings.
I have. It's him.
What we must aim for, not just with lifts, but with all the services we're swapping, is a rough and ready sense of what they're worth.
Which we has. 10 keys for a go in my trap.
And the same for a lift in my car.
Which don't take half the maintenance and isn't half as environmentally friendly.
You can see the logic of my position, can't you?
You let her get away with it and your whole system of teas will go to pot.
Well, I'm not going to let that happen.
There's the slippery slope.
Don't talk rubbish.
Look.
Makes a mockery of helping your fellow man if some takes advantage.
I'm not taking
Listen,
advantage.
Listen.
A feather their own nest.
Will you both keep that quiet?
But...
Completely. The purpose of the Swap Club is to help Ambridge face up to climate change, not to generate a lot of useless hot air by squabbling like schoolchildren. So let's forget democracy for once. I am making an executive decision. Both of you can charge 10 teas, whether the other one likes it or not, and that is the last I ever want to hear on the subject.
Fair enough, then. I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, well, don't keep saying it over.
But, Ed...
No, it won't do any good.
I want you to understand.
Yeah, I do.
Really, really understand.
You want to forget everything we put each other through and start up again like you never threw me out.
No, I'm not saying
you're
that.
You're crazy even suggesting
no,
it.
All I want to do...
No, you're wasting your breath. I'm not going to change my mind.
I just want you to know one thing and then I'll go. But I know that I hurt you.
You're too right.
But I hurt myself as well, Ed. You don't know how much...
Emma.
But one thing hasn't changed since then. And never has since we first got together. I still love you.
No, stop saying that!
Well, it's the truest thing in my whole life and I'm sick of pretending it isn't.
I don't want to know!
Ed, I wouldn't be here if some stupid part of me didn't think... hope you still love me too. Well?
I don't need this, Em.
Say you don't. It'll break my heart, but I'll walk away, I promise. Do you still love me, Ed?
Why do you have to do this?
I know what it's like kidding yourself you've got over someone, and it's driven me crazy. I can't do it anymore. Not without knowing if it's the same for you.
This doesn't help either of us.
I thought so much about how I treated you, and I was so wrong.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, I was just in my own little world, wasn't I? Just thinking about me and George and... Well, I didn't see how badly I hurt you when we moved out.
Don't make excuses!
I'm not. I was wrong. I was totally wrong not to see what you needed to make you feel that way.
Well, you did.
But I understand that, and I get things now, and I have... Well, I've changed.
Yeah, right.
Honest. We were almost kids when we fell in love, weren't we? I've had to grow up so much without you. Face up to things, and I'm scared just telling you this. But I'm not hiding anything from you anymore. Because I finally wised up. You're the one person in this life that I'm ever really going to love. And if I can't be with you, then... Well, that's what I wrecked, isn't it? And I'd do anything to put it right to be with you again.
It isn't going to happen.
Why not? Is it different for you? I didn't mean that much to you.
I'm not saying that.
Well, I know you loved me, Ed. When things were right between us, it was so good and strong.
Yeah, but we can't go back there.
It's such a stupid waste if we don't even try.
We can't.
So what? Just go on kidding ourselves, start up with someone else again. Doesn't work, though, does it? I know that now, and it's not even fair letting anyone else get close when there can only be second best. Maybe it's different for you. Maybe you can make it work with another girl.
Oh, I wish you'd get out of my head.
It'd be a lot simpler, wouldn't it? It tore me up, but I never tried to get between you and Fallon, did I? It's only when you broke up, that's when I thought, oh, maybe it's the same for him. Maybe he's lost and lonely too.
All right. But we had something good. Some of the time.
But it'd be so much better now.
No, I'm not going to risk it, Em. So it almost destroyed me.
But I'll do anything, whatever it takes. I will leave Ambridge and I will follow you anywhere.
No, that is not what I'm saying.
Because I can't bear my life without you. Not when I know we both still love each other.
It's not going to happen.
I want to hold you so much. Kiss you. It's like my heart's been torn out of my chest. Don't you feel anything, Ed?
We just damage each other. We hurt each other too bad.
But it won't be like that.
Please, Ed.
We belong together, you know we do. Just hold me. Please. I just want to be with you so much.
No, just back off.
Oh, Ed.
Don't look at me like that. You can't do this to me. I can't do it, Em.
Do you really mean that?
It is over between us.
Well, if that's what you really want... All right. I'm going, but... Oh, I love you so much, Ed. And I always will.
He's just got his head completely in the clouds. Go on, get some grub so I can clean your ark.
He's been like it since Friday, hasn't he?
Well, I had a few choice words to say when it happened, Susan.
I could tell. He was so sheepish when you both came in last night.
Complete lack of concentration.
You'd think he'd have come down to earth after the fight. Were you all right with that, Neil?
Yeah.
I'd help, but I'm due at the shop in a minute.
And I'm not looking after George tomorrow?
Oh, no. That's why Eddie came by. He's finally decided that that's when he's going to take care of him.
Half an hour at the play park. Eddie'll be exhausted.
Oh, well, they're not staying in Ambridge.
Oh, where are they going?
at Waterley Cross, to the boot sale.
What's Eddie want to take him to a boot sale for? Oh, he hasn't got a pitch there.
Says George will love it, help him in put out the ornaments.
He's not serious. If Eddie's busy selling all the time...
That's what I said.
He can't watch George properly. There's so many people in and out at a car boot.
Well, he swore he won't let him out of his sight.
I'm not happy about it, Susan. It's not safe.
Well, that's exactly what I told him. Only he threw back. It's a lot safer than being stampeded by pigs.
George wasn't stampeded. It was one little tumble.
Yeah, but it doesn't leave us much room to complain, does it?
Ed is never going to let go of it, is he?
No.
Now, why are you so keen to spend more time with George all of a sudden?
Because of you.
Hmm?
Going on so much about how well you and Georgie get on. He's got jealous.
What? Well, dragging him off to a boot sale isn't going to help. You've got to have patience. I mean, that's why George likes spending time with me.
Oh, and... Emma got into work all right.
Huh? Looking any better?
She's still as washed out as last night. But she was determined to go into Jack's.
Ah, it's probably a summer bug.
I don't think so. If you ask me, Neil, she'd been crying yesterday.
Oh, what about?
Oh, I don't know, but... I mean, she said she was fine, but... there's something going on in her mind.
Well... with her and Will getting close again.
No, we don't know that, Neil.
Yes, but if they are...
Well, it'd certainly bring back a lot of memories. Stir things up for her. Mm.
So it's no wonder if she's a little unsettled.
So they need me to supply all four stores.
And that's where you're going now, Adam?
Yep, as soon as the guys have loaded the van, I said I'd supervise the delivery personally.
What's happened to their normal supplier?
Warehouse fire, I think.
It's an ill wind.
This may only be a one-off, Mum, but it won't hurt helping out if they like the produce.
They must be one of the largest whole food chains in the region.
Well, I've been trying to get them interested for a while, so there's no need to thank me for being nice to Brian.
That's not why I came up here.
It's simple logistics. If I'm going off-site, there's no one else to relieve Jeff on the combine.
Well, whatever the reason, Brian's glad you asked him to cover. He likes feeling part of the team again.
He's always been part of the team. But sometimes you have to accept a long wait on the subs bench.
Oh. How did the meeting go this morning?
Ambridge Eaton Power.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing much new came out of it.
Still no decision from the development agency?
No, though Matt's heard a slightly worrying rumour.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
According to one of his more shadowy contacts, Molescroft Farm's also looking to put up a digester unit.
In Loxley Norton?
Yeah, one taking food waste.
So it would be bigger than here?
Considerably, and have a much more developed infrastructure to bring the waste in.
Oh, will that be bad for you?
Matt did wonder if that's why the development agency's dragging its feet. Maybe they want to put their money elsewhere.
Well, is that possible?
I have no idea. He seems to think so. Muttered it was a shame we decided against going down the green route.
Matt Crawford, environmentalist.
Only because there might be money involved.
Yeah.
Why else does he do anything?
Oh, and I'll take a couple of pork pies in case we run short.
Is that everything?
Mildred?
It will be when I've chosen one more postcard.
Here at the village pond.
It's nice, but I've already sent one of those.
I'll start by putting these through, shall I? You got a bag, Joe?
Oh, I got a carrier somewhere.
Right. Desiree will love the badger.
Is that your granddaughter?
Yes. She adores any kind of wildlife.
Oh. When are you going back to Canada?
End of next week.
Well, you hardly been here 5 minutes.
It's flying by. I've had such a wonderful time.
Well, I hope you don't go away thinking... Well,
what?
Well, what a funny lot we are here in Ambridge.
Oh, why would she think that?
I most certainly won't.
Only I was so embarrassed at the fate.
Whatever for?
Well, the state of my stall when you got there. I can't imagine what you made of it.
You had some right old rubbish, didn't you?
I wouldn't say that, Joe. It was an eclectic mix.
Who wants a rubber cactus, eh?
It was all my son Christopher's fault. Do you want the postcard separate?
Please, I'll put them in my bag.
Right. Okay, that's £5.47 then, Joe.
I'm getting this, Susan. Joe's providing the picnic, and I'm responsible for the supplementaries.
Oh, you're going for a picnic?
Yeah, basket's in the trap. Prepared it all myself, I did.
Gosh.
It's so nice. We thought we'd have lunch in the churchyard. I'm sorry, I have nothing smaller.
Oh, that's all right.
Ham and mustard sandwiches for Mildred, brown sauce for me.
Brown sauce sandwiches?
Well, there wasn't all that much ham left, you see.
Which is why we bought a few extras.
No, what it was... Oh, there we go.
Thanks.
Once people saw Christopher wasn't choosy about what he swapped, they made a beeline for the White Elephant. The cheapest stuff they could find. And he was only supposed to be swapping food.
I thought the whole fate was marvellous.
The Ullerton Silver Band played well.
Oh, that poor man.
Mr. Pullen.
What a dreadful thing to happen.
All typical of him.
It must be very frightening, not being able to get out.
Spends half his life in one lava or another.
We thought we'd have to get the fire brigade. Heaven knows how he jammed the door.
Lucky David Archer could lay his hands on a screwdriver or Bob Pullen is still be in there.
Apart from that, it all went very well.
And you mustn't judge my Christopher too harshly. He's been a bit giddy since he took his exam.
Well.
Oh, yeah, he was careless enough at the fate. But as for the bell ringing last night...
I'll be a good couple of hours, I expect.
Oh, you'll be longer than that, darling, if your last delivery's Beckwell. The traffic coming away can be awful.
Oh, you're probably right. Don't suppose you could do me a favour then, Mum?
Well, it depends what it is.
Any chance of seeing how the maze is doing?
Oh, that's easy enough.
I'm sure Garbor and Therese will be managing perfectly well, but if they've got any problems...
I'll sort them out.
Or if there's a lot of cash floating round.
Well, do you want me to bring the notes back?
Well, don't leave them short, but it's best not leaving too much there.
Well, I'll go over now if you like.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
It's been a good first few days, hasn't it?
Well, not bad. The dinosaur theme really seems to be pulling the punters in.
Don't sit down.
Well, I thought we wanted the bench.
Not till I've given it a good clean.
It doesn't look too bad.
I might be damp. I'll use my hanky. Can't have you catching a chill.
Are you sure Bartleby's all right
there? Oh, there's plenty of grass for him by the lich gate. There. That ain't too bad.
Oh. Thank you, Joe.
Now, let's see what we got.
It's such a beautiful little church. Would it be correct to call the tower Gothic?
Oh, well, it goes back a good long way, right, there's sandwiches and tea, pickles from home, then the crisps, pies and biscuits we bought. What do you want to start with?
I'd better write the postcards first.
Oh.
But you tuck in, and you can pour me some tea.
Right, yeah.
Callum and Desiree will never forgive me if they don't get their cards.
How old do you say Callum was?
9. A proper little boy. Loves fishing with his dad whenever they come to stay.
Oh, he'd like it here, then. There's plenty of fishing on the Am.
You can leave the cup there, Joe.
Yeah, well, you be careful you don't knock it over.
And Desiree's such a handful. But in a nice way.
She's the 6-year-old, right?
And does she know her own mind?
You know, my Susan was open for a girl one time.
Oh, I can't wait to see them again. And their mother, and of course my son Bill.
Well, it's only natural to miss them you cares about when they goes away.
It'll be quite a homecoming. Bill Jr.'s hoping to fly up from Columbus that weekend.
Oh, is he?
Well, only if he can make it in time from work. He won't know till Monday.
Yeah, because I was going to say...
Afternoon.
Hello.
Nice to see the churchyard being used. You must be...
Mildred Summerskill.
Oh, my wife's told me about you. I'm Neil Carter.
Pleased to meet you, Neil.
I thought you'd be at work at this time.
Well, I am, in a way. I have a piece of ash in the tower I want to cut to size.
You work for the church, Neil?
I'm a church warden, yes. And I'm the tower captain in charge of the bell ringers.
Oh.
My son broke a stay during practice yesterday. Oh, it was a real piece of lazy ringing. So now I've got to make a new one.
Let me tell you how much I've enjoyed your church bells during my stay.
Oh, have you? Oh, that's good.
They add so much to the village.
Ah, I wish a few more people thought that. Only yesterday, Alan was saying...
That's the vicar.
There have been some grumbles about the extra practices we're putting in.
Not from me.
We're going in for a competition, you see.
I've heard about it.
And breaking the stays put us back.
Best crack on replacing it then, ain't you?
Yeah, I mean to. We were just starting to improve, and I don't want to lose momentum, so if you'll excuse me...
Nice meeting you, Neil, and good luck with the competition.
Ah, thank you.
What a pleasant man.
There's a few good points, I suppose.
Now, what am I going to write to Callum?
Mildred?
Hmm?
Do you have to go back next week?
Well, yes. My flight's booked.
Well, couldn't you change it if you wanted? Put it off a week or two?
What a lovely idea, Joe.
You're enjoying yourself here, aren't you?
I'm having a wonderful time.
Yeah, well, so why not?
You know, before I came over, I was worried my trip might be too long.
Were you?
I was afraid I'd feel an outsider, having nothing to do. The days are slipping by far too quickly. Especially since I met you, dear.
So why not stay a little longer?
Oh, I simply can't. It's my family. They're missing me.
Aye. Selfish of me to suggest it, really.
No. It was a lovely thing to ask.
Oh, family's family. Nothing's more important. Next week seems to be coming round so fast, that's all.
Then let's forget about it. Let's just enjoy a nice picnic in a beautiful churchyard. Tell ourselves, goings home and goodbyes don't exist.
You mean make the most of what we have now?
Yes, dear.
Ah. You're right, no. What a pickled onion.
What about Tom?
Oh, well, meeting him there, Helen.
At the council offices?
Yes, he's in town anyway, delivering to the Black Pike.
Well, then we ought to be leaving, Mum. It'll look better if we all arrive together.
Well, as long as everyone who says they'll support us actually turns up.
Where's Dad got to?
Oh, he's not still looking for his glasses.
Dad! You know Kirsty's definitely coming.
Well, there should be about a dozen of us. Ruth, David, Robert and Linda.
Well, it helps that it's an evening meeting. Dad!
Yeah, all right.
Have you seen the time?
Yeah, I'm coming. Oh, they were in the bathroom for some reason.
Come on, Tony. Let's try and save the pack house.
Evening, Joe. Sorry if you're waiting for your tea.
Yeah, I seen to myself.
I had to close up the dairy so Pat could get away.
Go.
Oh, you want to wear a suit and tie more often?
No, the knot won't come right, Clary. Too stringy.
Oh, shall I see if I can do any better?
Yeah, well, go on then. I don't want to show Mildred up.
You must be going somewhere special. Let me have a go.
Tea dance in Darrington. He's picking me up in 20 minutes.
Oh, it's a bit late for a tea dance, isn't it? Yeah. Don't fidget.
Well, it's a charity do at the Memorial Hall, old time dancing.
Very nice. Collar's a bit grubby.
Yeah, oh, it won't show if he gets the tie right.
No. There.
Yeah. Oh, oh, that's more like it.
Oh, yeah. Stay there a minute. Yeah. There's a mark on your sleeve.
Eh? Oh, I ain't worn this suit since they buried the Widow Hawkins.
Oh, you look very nice, Joe.
I had a good shave and all.
And used a dab of Eddie's aftershave?
Ah, well.
Now, when you say tea dance, Joe...
She only saw it advertised last night. Pricey, you know. But she insisted on getting tickets for us.
You won't be doing much actual dancing, eh?
Why not?
Well, because... Here, hold your arm. Don't brush it. I ain't seen you dance since me and Eddie's wedding. Not properly.
Oh, well, perhaps I ain't had much occasion to dance lately, but I'll manage all right.
I'm sure you're still up to it.
Oh, well, tried me walls out while the house was empty.
Oh, did you?
It was like riding a bicycle. You never forget how to do it.
Well, that's more presentable.
Thanks, Clarina.
But look, Joe, what's going to happen after next week, eh?
Huh?
Once Mildred's gone back, how are you going to fill your time then?
Oh, I ain't sure, to tell the truth.
You ain't letting your heart get the better of you, Joe.
What's that supposed to mean?
Don't want you getting hurt, that's all.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Clary. You should know better than to say that.
I don't want Cathy sitting on her own.
She's not, what's with her?
Apologies, declarations of interest, and... Oh, we're the fourth application.
Oh, let's see.
Right here. There are a couple of other changes of use, and a big extension before us.
Good evening.
Is she talking to us?
Hello, Annabelle.
If piranhas could smile.
No sign of Matt or Steve Chalkman.
What do you expect, when they can get others to do their dirty work?
Oh, looks like we were only just in time.
There'd have been no use in coming without my glasses.
Shush, shush, shush.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad we found enough extra chairs to accommodate everyone. Before we start, this is the protocol for the planning applications. Each time, the case officer will bring up relevant details on the screen, photos, plans and so on. After he's outlined the specific application, there will be an opportunity for any objectors or applicants to make a brief statement if they wish to do so. This mustn't exceed 2 minutes. I'll stop you if it does, I'm afraid. So it's often best to have one spokesperson to speak for the whole group.
They'll take 20 minutes. And what veg do you want with it, Edward?
I'm not bothered.
Well, I'll do you some collie and some carrots.
I hope she ain't had an accident.
You said she ain't picking you up till 10 past.
Oh, I don't really want any veg.
She does drive on the fast side.
I'm doing some for myself. It ain't time yet.
I'm not that hungry.
Well, I'll cook them anyway. If you don't want them, don't eat them.
I keep telling her to slow down.
Come and sit down, Joe.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I don't want to crease my suit.
So it weren't the best of days at work, eh?
Nope.
What happened?
Nothing.
Do your shoes look all right, eh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, I should have got a new pair when you said.
No, they're fine, Grandad.
Well, I'll keep them under the table, except when I'm dancing.
So why were it such a rotten day?
Everyone was in a foul mood. Oliver, Mike, Jazza.
Oh, because of tomorrow.
Yeah, Alistair's due at lunchtime.
Well, that's enough to rattle anybody waiting to see if he got reactors.
It's a horrible time, I know.
I keep running my hand over their necks. Like that helps.
Well, maybe it won't be as bad as you think, see? Oh, that's her now. I'll see you both later.
Yeah, bye, Grandad.
Joe!
What?
Have a smashing time.
Thanks, Jim. So that's the proposed change of use at Bridge Farm, Ambridge. I know there have been some written objections. Do we have anyone to speak for the objectors?
Yes, please.
Good luck, Mum.
And you are?
I'm Pat Archer, joint tenant of Bridge Farm alongside my husband, Tony. We farmed there for 30 years, and I'd like to explain why the pack house is so important to us. We were one of the first wholly organic farms in Borsetshire. We pride ourselves on having been environmentally aware long before it became fashionable.
Yeah.
And to that end, we've always tried to control our food miles by selling locally. We produce and supply ice cream, yogurts and fresh vegetables to local shops. We bag and market our own carrots and potatoes and supply weekly veg boxes to over 70 local residents. The pack house is essential for much of this. If we lose it, there's no other suitable building on the farm, and the costs of renting off-farm are prohibitive. Never mind the environmental implications of extra transportation. The consultant's report we submitted as part of our objection makes clear what a devastating effect losing the pack house would have on our business. The box scheme will have to go. The packaging and direct selling of carrots and potatoes will almost certainly follow. Which brings the viability of the whole farm into question. If the application is approved, we stand to lose what we've spent half a lifetime building up.
Want a cup of tea to finish with?
Oh, I'm not bothered.
Oh, well, maybe I'll wait then. What you doing with the rest of your evening?
Don't know.
Your dad will be in the ball later. Might take your mind off them tests tomorrow.
I don't want to go for a drink, Mum.
No. No, no, it's worrying for you. It's just the TB you're thinking about.
Yeah.
Well, your granddad looked good, didn't he? It's nice seeing him enjoy himself. As long as he don't get too fond of Mildred.
So what if he does?
Well, I don't want him to be upset when she goes, that's all. He's got to be a little bit sensible about her.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't help how you feel, can you?
We would not be taking new land into development, but making use of an existing site. And no one disputes the desperate need for new housing in the area. So, given the availability of commercial warehousing in South Borsetshire, I can't see any need for the committee to turn down the application.
Thank you, Ms. Shrivener. Now, if anyone has any questions for the planning officer, we'll deal with those, and then the committee will come to a decision.
I don't think I convinced anybody.
Rubbish. You did really well, Mum.
Yes.
But then why did that guy at the end ask if I was serious about losing the veg boxes?
He's asked questions on every application.
You were great.
Yeah, Helen's right, Pat.
So was Annabelle, unfortunately. This is it.
We've reached the decision.
Oh, please.
On grounds of the financial hardship it would cause the tenants, the committee has decided to turn down the application for change of use.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Isn't that great? They can't ruin our business.
It's fantastic. Well, it's all of us and our friends. Clary and her petition. Thanks, everyone.
Congratulations. No hard feelings, I hope.
What? Oh, no, none at all, Annabelle.
You were only doing your job.
I'm glad you realised.
Yeah,
that.
But it's one in the eye for Matt, isn't it? Shows him that money can't buy everything.
Are you going to ring him with the bad news now?
I'll pass on details of all our applications to the board tomorrow.
If I could remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of other business to attend to.
Yeah, come on, our lot. Back to the bull to celebrate.
Can't settle in your room.
No.
I urge you, keep changing your music. You ain't got a headache or nothing?
No.
Stick a telly on if you like.
There's nothing on.
Edward, I know you're feeling all mixed up, but it's only natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't easy when you break up with someone. It'll take time to get over what happened with Fallon.
It's not that.
What is it then? I know things ain't right for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. So what's wrong?
It's, I don't know, it's just when you think you got your life sorted, and then, oh, I don't know.
Oh, we'll go on.
Just something happens, and everything, oh, you don't know what you're doing anymore.
What's happened?
Nothing.
Oh, Edward, why don't you tell me? It's what mums are for, listening, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's just, well, there's, well, there sort of is something. It's, I just don't know how to explain.
Oh, you're as bad as your brother. William, exactly the same dinner time.
Well, it was Will's problem.
Oh, he wants to go to the game fair at the weekend, but he ain't sure he can afford the time. And after the trouble he got into with Malcolm...
Oh, big deal.
Well, he's worried about his job, isn't he? And it don't help Emma being in such a state when he went to pick up Georgie.
Oh, what was wrong with Emma?
Don't think William got to the bottom of it. Well, have you heard something?
No, no.
Well, now, what I'm saying is, he were all tangled up when he come here, but I got him talking a little bit, and after a while, the world didn't seem quite so bad.
Right.
And it wouldn't hurt you neither, Edward, to tell me what's really bothering you.
Grandad's right. It's the tests tomorrow.
Is it?
It's awful. Like, wondering if you're going to lose more of the herd.
It must be, but...
Then that's it. That's all that I'm worried about, Mum. Honestly.
Something wrong, Mike?
No, nothing important.
Well, not the merger again.
No, no, a couple of the bellows has perished.
Ah.
Soon have milk all over during bottling if I don't replace them.
Would you like a hand?
No, it's easier if I do it myself, Oliver.
Ah.
Though if you can spare a couple of minutes...
Yeah, sure, quite easily.
My next job's greasing the bearings on the chain.
Yeah, so, no problem, I'll see to it.
I lifted the cowl and then decided to do the bellows first instead. Now, grease guns...
Got it!
Oh, it's quite good. I seem to have had more time for maintenance lately.
Well, that's one thing to be said for having fewer customers.
Oh, we'll build the rounds up again soon enough.
Possibly.
Do you know anything about Cartwrights, the builders?
Who?
Cartwrights, Darrington-based.
No, not really.
Oh, well, their son's coming over this evening. Take a look at dividing the house up for us.
Well, you're still looking for someone to take it on?
Isn't easy finding anyone decent. They're all booked months ahead. A couple of folks recommended Cartwrights. Oh, come on, don't be awkward.
Oh, that's promising.
Well, he's the third we're getting quotes from. That's it.
Any of them any good?
Well, we ruled out Seb Morgan. He turned up 8:30 at night, an hour after he said, banged round the house, woke Abby up. He was so noisy.
Oh, no.
Which is the last thing Roy and Ailey need, because if Abby don't stick to a pattern, she starts waking up in the night and lets everyone know it.
Sleep was a fond memory when mine were babies.
Yeah, well, it's only been the last couple of days, really. Oh, everyone noticed how tired I was at the club last night, especially Alison.
Is Alistair still your dancing partner? What?
My dancing partner's Alison, not Alistair.
Oh, what? Did I say...
I don't reckon Shula would be too happy.
Oh, sorry, mate. I meant...
Nah, it's all right, Oliver. It's all I'm thinking about as well. What time's he due?
Sorry about that, Adam.
Not at all.
It was the last bale on the trailer. I thought I might as well finish.
I should apologise for stopping you working, but I had to offer my congratulations.
You've heard the good news, then?
Oh, you must be so relieved, Tony.
Yeah, I'll say.
You can actually get on with running your business again.
Yeah, now we know we aren't going to lose a vital part of it.
I'm really pleased for you.
Though I may have overdone the celebrations last night.
Hence the dark glasses?
Yeah. Tom and Kenton kept dreaming up outrageous toasts about Matt Crawford. Completely unrepeatable.
Well, if you can't let rip when you've beaten Borchester Land, when can you?
Well, Pat's even more delighted than I am. You know where she is now?
No.
The estate office. Supposedly to discuss repointing the pack house now it's been saved.
Ah.
But really to see Matt's reaction to the decision.
I wonder if he'll do his weasel impersonation.
What?
You know, when you get one over on him, the face like a weasel licking salt.
Oh.
You know?
Hey, that's brilliant.
He does not like losing.
You're making me wish I'd gone with Pat now. I'll tell you a call by. Much appreciated.
The other reason for coming over...
Yeah?
Now, Alistair was busy last night, so I took nets. Six of us, all told.
Well, you know David and Tom were with us.
Oh, yes, yeah, I mean, everyone had a good excuse. Neil and Chris were bell-ringing. Roy's pushed for time since Abby came home.
Oh, it's such a busy time of the year.
Yeah, unfortunately, the weekend's not looking much better for the game against Edgeley.
Oh?
Yeah, we'll struggle to put a full team out. Barry doesn't think his hand will be better by then?
Well, he shouldn't cartwheel across the pub garden. It doesn't impress Kirsty.
So I did wonder if there was any chance...
Oh.
It'd be so humiliating if they have to lend us a player.
You do know about my back, Adam.
Well, it simply is a last resort, Tony. It means so much to the team.
Go on, girl.
Come on, in you go.
If you want to get away, Mike.
No, no, it's
all right. That's it, go on.
Well, you're finished in the dairy, haven't you?
Oh, stick around if you don't mind.
No, of course not.
I'd like to hear the results first, Dan.
Oh, you stupid thing!
Ed, careful.
The thing, it won't shut!
Yeah, but listen, you're frightening the girls.
No, steady on.
I'll
I can manage.
Leave it.
You said you'd fix this, Oliver.
Well, I haven't had a chance, have I?
Now, calm down, the pair of you.
Well, it's not me knocking the gate off its hinges.
It's supposed to be fixed,
it
by
don't
now.
Don't matter.
There. Shouldn't be like that.
Ed.
Stop it.
Well, he was frightening them.
Ed's wound up, you're wound up, and so am I, in case anyone's interested. But arguing over nothing ain't gonna help.
Right, now.
So, let's keep cool, huh?
Here he is.
Adam, even if I were to consider
it...
Go
on, Tony.
I won't be anywhere near as quick as I used to be in the field.
Look, we'll hide you at mid off one end and long leg at the other. You won't have to move between overs.
I don't know about throwing back in. I get a real twinge when I pull my arm back.
Underarm it, then?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to help, but...
OK, no pressure.
Well, obviously I'm flattered to be asked.
It's just no one else will be quite as good for the team's morale.
Oh?
After all, Edgel is never an easy game.
You're right.
Having someone with experience and a good solid defence could make all the difference.
Oh, everyone used to complain I scored too slowly.
Keeping one insecure is exactly what we need against Edgley.
I don't know what I'd be like between the wickets these days.
Well, use a runner if you have to.
But I'm not that ancient.
No, I'm not suggesting you are.
And, you really think it'll make a difference having me back in?
The team hasn't been the same without you.
And if I did all right, there's nothing to stop me playing again more regularly, is there? Oh, some players come back better than ever after a break.
Let's focus on Edgley, shall we?
All right. I'm in.
Great.
Any chance of being picked up for the game?
Oh, sure.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Pat. And well done.
He came over specially to congratulate us.
Oh, that's kind of you.
And to persuade me to play for Ambridge at the weekend.
For one game only.
Gosh, you must be absolutely...
In need of real experience.
Yeah. So, how's he taken the decision?
Matt?
Yeah. Did you get the weasel-licking salt face?
The what?
That's what Adam calls it.
You know, when Matt goes...
That's horribly like him.
Oh, but he was in a foul mood.
Well, no.
Oh?
It was rather disappointing. He couldn't have been more pleasant.
Really?
Welcomed me in, big smile, agreed the pack house walls need some attention.
Oh, yes.
He even suggested we take a look at the roof at the same time.
Oh, sounds remarkably civilised for Matt.
Has he got something up his sleeve? Are Beale going to appeal the decision?
Oh, no. Matt was quite clear. The matter's finished with as far as they're concerned.
Perhaps he is turning into a good loser.
No, I don't think it's that.
No?
He took so many calls about other properties while I was there, it made me realise that what happens to us just isn't very important to him or to Borchester Land.
Huh.
Win some, lose some, I suppose.
Probably. Beale have got so many other projects on the go.
Including the digester.
Yeah, well, if the pack house is so unimportant, why the blazes did they put us through so much misery?
Well, at least you got the right result, Tony. Mm. Now, I must get onto the maze. I'll ring you about the lift to Edgley.
Yes, please.
See you, Pat.
Bye.
Oof. Almost makes it worse that it wasn't personal for Matt.
Oh, I can never fathom him out. But then a couple of nice things happened.
Oh, what was that?
Cathy's invited me to Lower Loxley next Friday afternoon.
Oh, for her leaving do?
Yes, yeah, mainly for staff, but a few suppliers and friends are invited, and Cathy says I count as both.
Oh, two bowls of jelly then, eh?
And on the way back, I passed Joe and his friend Mildred, walking arm in arm beside the green like love-struck teenagers.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it was lovely.
Well, I hope so. But from what I remember, young love can be a jolly painful experience.
Mm. Got them settled in, Mike.
Yeah, they're happy enough. Did he get through?
The lorry will pick them up about 9 tomorrow morning.
That's not too bad.
They'll be valued, slaughtered, and that's it.
It's a real sickener, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know this isn't much of a comfort, but... When the first one Alistair tested was a reactor, I was afraid you might lose an awful lot more.
Two's bad enough.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why can't we just shake that damn disease off?
Yeah. It's an awful business.
I mean, I thought that this time, you know, maybe... I was willing Alistair not to find anything.
Well, I still get shivers remembering when it happened to my herd, and that's over 25 years ago.
And you only lost a handful.
5 all told. Threw the business into a real spin, so... I don't know what you're going through.
Well, it's not me I'm worried about. I mean, my main concern is Ed.
Oh, he's taking it bad, isn't he?
Yeah, very.
Oh, he's been on edge all week.
I mean, for some reason, he's been more anxious about this set of tests than any of the others. And I certainly didn't help earlier, did I?
Now, that's not your fault.
I didn't mean to have a go at him.
We were all feeling uptight. Something was bound to give.
Yeah, but he's so upset as it is, and he takes such a pride in his work.
Look, I've tried telling him the TB don't reflect on him as an urge.
No, no, not at all.
But he can't see it. Well, you don't at that age, do you?
No.
Haven't seen enough of life to know. These things happen, that's all. You wish they didn't, but they do. And you get through them somehow. See, what he done understand...
I've got the rest back out.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, we're about done in here now. Sorry about going off on one, Oliver.
No, forget it.
I don't know why I did that.
No, it was 6 2/3, and you were quite right. I had promised to fix that gate.
Still doesn't give me the right to...
Then, Ed, it could have been any one of us, couldn't it, Oliver? Of course it could. So just forget all about it.
Thanks. It's just it's the last thing I wanted was bad results today.
Well, no one did.
Everything else is so messed up anyway.
Everything else?
Oh, you know, in general.
This wouldn't be to do with Fallon.
No, no.
It takes time to get over things.
No, it's not that. No, I meant the TB and everything. It's difficult for everybody, isn't it?
Pretty grim.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like last night, I was thinking about today and the tests and some other stuff. Only the more I think, the more muddled up I get.
Hey, don't do any good brooding on things.
No, I'm not. But how do you ever know the right thing to do?
Go and find your Tigger T-shirt for me, Georgie.
Yeah.
I'll be up in a minute to get you dressed.
At least he's had a decent breakfast.
Loves his scrambled egg, doesn't he?
First time he's eaten properly in 2 days, Emma.
Well, he's like that, though, isn't he? Goes through phases.
He might be picky with the odd meal, but he's been leaving everything.
Well, he cleared his plate this morning.
It's Eddie, I'm sure of it.
Look, Mum, you can't be certain.
Oh, I've a pretty good idea. Georgie stank of burgers when he came back from that car boot.
Well, yes.
There was chocolate all over his hands, and he'd been drinking far too much cola. He was weeing all night. It had filled him full of rubbish.
Look, it's no good making a big thing out of it, Mum. We've no proof.
Georgie was off his food for 2 days. What more proof do you want?
Well, it'll just look like sour grapes if we complain, because of Dad and the pigs. Look, I'll drop a hint next time. Don't you say anything.
As for the dragon.
Oh, that was funny. Come on.
What kind of grandfather lets a 3-year-old have a tattoo?
Well, it's only temporary. It'll wash off in a couple of days.
A dragon's head of all things.
Well, that's what Georgie chose. I think it looks quite good.
And getting one in silver. I don't know what kind of example Eddie thinks he's setting.
It's only a bit of fun.
Hey, I hope the rain holds off. Do you get to the shop?
Doesn't look very nice, does it?
You could set a better example yourself sometimes, Emma.
What do you mean?
Well, what have you had to eat this morning, eh? Half a piece of toast?
Well, I'm not hungry.
Which you haven't even finished.
I'll have something later.
It doesn't do any good, you know, skimping on your food.
Mummy!
Look, I'm on my way, Georgie.
Emma, you are all right, aren't
yes.
you? You're still looking ever so pale.
I'm fine.
Have a real good rest today. Get yourself right again.
There's nothing wrong with me. Have you found Tigger?
Here, I'll do that, Oliver.
That's all right.
Well, I came back to clean up.
I might as well make myself useful. I've got to wait for the abattoir lorry.
Oh, I can do that. See the guy and get him loaded.
Thanks, Ed, but no. I want to do it myself.
Right, well... I'll start on the gate, then.
No, go home. We'll work on it later. Give yourself a couple of hours off.
Oliver?
Clear your head. Hello?
Right, if you're sure. Morning, Caroline.
Hello, Ed.
Well, I'll be back about 12-ish, then, yeah?
Yeah, see what the weather's doing. If it's bucketing down, we'll leave the gate for another day.
Yeah, OK.
Could you forget the gate, Ed? I've got plans for this one.
Oh, have you?
All right, well, I'll be back for afternoon milking, then.
Thanks.
See you later.
See ya, bye.
So what plans?
How about going to Denton Grange?
Look, I've got to be here for the valuer.
Yes, I know, darling. I mean, after the reactors have been collected.
What for?
Well, I want to do something with my day off. And given how iffy the weather is...
Yes, but what's in Denton Grange?
Oh, Denton Manor's completed its refurb. I thought we could have lunch there.
Ah.
Oh, yes, all right. Part of me wants to spy on the opposition, but it's such a lovely setting.
Caroline.
We could go for a walk in the deer park if the sun comes out.
I know why you're suggesting it.
Oh.
And it's very kind of you.
I thought you might want to get away for a little while.
No. I'm afraid I'm just not in the mood for trips out at the moment.
So where are you off to today then, Grandad?
Feltresham. It's going to be the Botanic Gardens.
What?
Looks like it'll have to be somewhere indoors now.
Yeah, too right. He's chucking it down.
Yeah. Well, we might go to the Rural Museum instead.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't get your new jacket soaked.
Yo, not you and all.
Hey?
Your father was full of smart remarks, making fun because it's new. Well, new to me.
Yeah, well, I wasn't.
Who do you think you are, Cary Grant?
Oh, don't take any notice of him.
He never stops taking the mickey out of me and Mildred.
Oh, what does he know? Well, you look all right, Grandad. So, where did you get it from?
Oh, the charity dance last night. They were selling second-hand clothes to raise money. Mildred made me try it on.
Oh, good for her.
Said it suited me very well.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I expect you think I'm daft as well, taking so much notice of her.
No.
Oh, your father and mother do. They ain't alone. Some folks looks at me and Mildred like we're a pair of silly old fools.
Well, you're not.
I seen them whispering about us.
Stuff what other people say. If you're happy, that's all that matters.
He'll be over next week any road when she flies back.
Are you going to miss her?
Yes, Edward, I expect I shall. It's been a long time since anybody outside the family has thought something of me. Yeah. Shakes you up.
Women.
Well, I reckon you must have some of my blood in you. You get too fond of them as well, don't you?
Yeah.
It ain't just felon, is it?
What do you mean?
Weighing on your mind so much. Oh, I know you was fond of her, but I don't reckon she's the woman to tie you in knots the way you've been this week.
No, it's not her.
Well, if he wants to tell me, you can. I'll keep quiet about it, but if he don't, well, then don't.
You promise you won't say?
Oh, I promise.
Emma's asked me to get back with her.
Ah.
I told her no way.
Oh?
Yeah, no way at all.
Where did you take that?
No, she walked off. Well, when she saw I was serious.
So she accepted it, eh?
Oh, yeah, she won't ask again. I spelled it out.
And now you're wishing you hadn't?
I know what you're going to say. We made a real mess of it last time. Not just for us, for Will, for everyone.
You know better than anyone what you went through, Edward.
Yeah.
But you still want to get back with her?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I can't get her out of my head. As soon as I wake up, while I'm working, she's always there. It's like as bad as when we split up. I can't think about anything else.
You got very low then, didn't you?
Yeah. That's why I keep telling myself I'm over her. But it's not true. She's the real reason I split up with Fallon.
Ah.
Nothing happened between us, but Fallon worked out. She's not the one.
And Emma is. So, what are you going to do about it?
I don't know. Some of what she said is right. And no matter what's happened, we've always kept loving each other. That's got to mean something, hasn't it?
Perhaps.
She says it'll be a waste if we don't even try again. Oh, it's all right. Don't tell me I'm an idiot.
I wasn't going to.
It's what you're thinking, though.
Ain't my place to say nothing of the sort. All I know is chances for love, real love, don't come very often in life, and when they do, they don't have no guarantees with them. Get back with them or it might all go wrong again.
That's what I've been telling myself.
What you has to do is decide which is worse, taking that risk or going through the rest of your life wondering what might have happened if you spoke up now.
Thanks.
Oliver, try and stay under the brolly.
Oh, don't worry about me. You keep yourself covered.
Getting drenched won't improve matters.
That's two more gone.
coming in next time.
Don't think about that now.
4 more months movement restriction, another 60 days worrying about the next test.
We'll get through this.
No matter how often it happens, you keep building your hopes up and... What for?
I know it's wearing you down, darling.
No, it's not just me. It affects everyone working here.
I know.
And Mike's put so much in from the start, the business would never have got going without him.
Come on, I'll make us some coffee.
Jazz has been a complete revelation, far more reliable than I expected.
Let's go in.
And as for poor Ed...
Oh, yeah, my car's knackered. Oh, I ran here.
What for?
What you said. I've been thinking all week. I don't know if it's right or if it's wrong.
Oh, Ed.
We've got to try again. That's all there is to it.
You mean it?
Yes. Yeah, I love you, Em.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Em.
I love you so much.
Oh, you're getting soaked.
I don't care. It doesn't matter, nothing matters. Oh, Ed.
Do you want any more?
No.
I'll have to have a rethink. What to do with the day if we're not going out?
Oh, yeah.
I've been threatening to reorganise the bookshelves long enough, haven't I? Perhaps I'll finally
Caroline,
get round to...
Darling, have I been impossible to live with this week?
Oh, no.
Well, it must have been pretty difficult.
You've been understandably anxious. Who wouldn't be?
Nice of you to put it so politely. But it's not fair expecting you to tolerate it.
Oliver?
It's not doing me any good or you. And it's certainly not fair on the others.
In what way?
I've let myself feel so responsible for Mike and Ed. And I can't admit I'm doing them more harm than good.
How?
By letting them believe there's a future for the dairy.
Oliver!
It's the truth. I'm throwing good money after bad keeping it going, and we can't afford it.
We're managing.
Yes, but for how much longer? We're losing the cheese, I can't move stock, the milk round's in trouble.
You've been coping marvellously.
Well, it can't go on indefinitely. The hotel has to be our priority.
This isn't a good time to decide.
Well, let's face it, I bought the herd, more or less, to keep myself busy. I've just been a hobby farmer.
No, much more than that.
Well, now's the time to quit. I'm not going to put us through another week like this.
Give it a few days.
No, Caroline.
It's seeing the lorry go off. You might feel differently tomorrow.
I won't.
You've been so down this week. It really isn't the moment for big decisions.
This is coming from my head, not my heart.
Why not at least wait for the next set of tests?
No.
Well, why not? You can't sell the cows while you've got TB in the herd. They still need feeding and milking.
The infection could last for months, or even years. And I've got to give Mike, Ed and Jazza a chance to make other arrangements.
Oh, no.
It's the only sensible course of action.
You said yourself how much the dairy means to them. Especially Ed. This job's been the making of him.
Yeah, and now it's having the opposite effect. He's losing faith in himself. He was in a dreadful state when Alistair found the latest reactors.
Well, losing his job won't make him feel any better, will it?
Yeah, but he needs to be somewhere more secure, darling. Somewhere with a real future.
But you were doing so well till this happened.
Yeah, well, unfortunately it has. And by making a decision now, I'm giving Ed plenty of time to find somewhere else.
He's so proud of what he's done.
Well, I'll make sure any employer knows what a hard worker he is. He'll get quite a reference.
I do wish you'd think it over.
It's no good, Caroline. I've made my mind up. I'm going to close down the business.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.